Hello, and welcome to episode 9 of the Carlton Input. Today, we are talking about social media, the power of influence. Now, social media is defined as websites and applications that enable users to create and share content or to participate in social networking, which is broad. It's really broad. So for today, our focus point is going to be the three leading social networking applications, which is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Most would already be familiar with the three, but basically they each allow users to post either images or comments that have the ability to reach the world. We now have Michael Samuel to talk more on what these applications did when they were invented.
So what these applications did was turn the media into this thing that allowed everyone to become their own journalists or writers. Before these applications, there was still the internet, but it didn't give people the opportunity to have the ability for almost everyone in the world to know what they were saying. The internet never had the scope that social media does. By doing this, by allowing everyone to have the ability, when then came across the term keyboard warriors, which meant that anyone behind a keyboard had this ability and the ability to use it negatively as well.
In 2006, when Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook, it was a technical marvel. Same with Twitter and Instagram when they were created later on. But the question on a lot of people's mind is, why were they so popular, and what was it like before the media rush? Well, before Facebook, there were applications that allowed people to contact one another through texting, but what made Facebook so popular and successful was that the site was the first of its kind. Not only was it the first site that allowed you to send direct and public messages, post and share photos, check up on current affairs and news, and allowed people to entertain themselves with videos and games, it also gave people a way to connect with each other globally on a major scale. Before Facebook, the ability to connect with people across the globe was hard and it cost you, because you had to send people physical photos in the mail or call them, which cost you because they were overseas. Facebook was a way for people to share their lives with anyone they wanted to. Later on, when Twitter was created by Jack Dorsey, Noah Glass, Biz Stone and Evan Williams in 2006, and Instagram by Kevin York-Sinstrom and Mike Krieger in 2010, they both had the same motive. They just used different styles to rise to fame. The social media you open today is a lot more technically advanced than what it was when it was created, but the innovation that stopped the world was the creation. No one had ever seen or witnessed anything like it, which is why it was so popular and still is. Twitter makes you think you're wise, Instagram makes you think you're a photographer, and Facebook makes you think you have friends. The wake up is tough. The keyboard warrior has become a huge impact on our world, not only because of the power they hold in sharing their opinions, but how those opinions can affect things like politics and religion. Take the 2016 election, for example. The election caused a lot of controversy, which resulted in the media buzzing. Ideas and arguments were coming from anyone and everyone, some real, some fake. The media significantly impacted society's views on the candidates and ended up being the cause of major scandals. Because of the keyboard warriors, there was not only true statements coming out, but there were also fake ones. By having keyboard warriors, our world has turned into one big mixing pot of fake and real news. The news alters the world's perceptions of things, sometimes positively, but sometimes negatively as well. Keyboard warriors have the ability to change the world's perceptions on absolutely anything. Take drugs for an example. Over the past year, drugs have been portrayed as not that bad, even though there is scientific proof of the effects it has on your health. Things like this have been created by keyboard warriors and are destroying the intentions of social media. A major backlash that rose from social media was cyberbullying and the effect it had on kids, especially teens. Cyberbullying is a term used for bullying that takes place online. Before social media, the only form of bullying was face-to-face, which some would say is easier to contain. Social media gave kids a way to bully others without being recognized. As a result, in the worst cases, cyberbullying has made kids commit suicide, which has a major effect on our world. We now have Cara Green to talk more about the anxiety and depression that also comes from social media.
Hi, thanks for having me. Currently most of the teenagers in our world own a phone and social media account. This allows them not only to see their friends, but the supermodels and celebrities all around us. And it forces the teens to compare themselves, which is not new, as kids have been comparing themselves to others for a very long time. But the extent that social media has allowed this to go on has become a bit of a problem. To open your phone and see all these beautiful and slim celebrities has taken such a toll on teenagers, because to them it's like that's what you have to look like. if you don't want to get judged. And for the most part, that is fake, as the photos have been edited. And yet we still believe it. We still think that this is what beauty looks like, and social media has put it everywhere. In 2014, 46% of teen users on social media have had suicidal thoughts or actions. That number has risen over the past years as well. Social media was created to be harmless, but it has actually turned into the opposite.
Social media was one of the biggest technical innovations of all time. The creation resulted in major impacts on our world and has clearly shaped the society we have become today. It has changed the way we as a world population converse. It has created a smaller world where people are able to connect and influence others regardless of geographical location, and it has given an unprecedented amount of power to keyboard warriors in influencing all types of world issues. Thank you for tuning in. We hope to see you next time on the Carlton Input.